The Goodwill Station presents your governor, the Honorable G. Menon Williams, in a report to the people of Michigan. This is another in a series of visits with your governor, brought to the Goodwill Station's listening audience each week at this time as a public service. Michigan can have a better understanding of the problems and affairs of their state government. Now to the Capitol at Lansing and Governor Williams.
Hello, friends and fellow citizens of Michigan. All of us, regardless of what disagreements we may have, are Americans. We believe in the American principle of government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And we believe further that in order to have such government, the people must know what is going on. That is the spirit in which I have been making these weekly reports to you for the past year. And that is the spirit in which your radio station has made this time available. This broadcast is your radio station's contribution to a greater understanding of the problems which confront your state government. This broadcast represents my best efforts to keep you informed of developments here at your state capital. To me, you have given the great honor and tremendous responsibility of your chief executive office. And my sole purpose is to report to you how I am endeavoring to discharge that responsibility. I have spoken to you before, and I speak to you now, and will continue to speak on these broadcasts as the governor of Michigan. On these broadcasts, I speak for no political party and against no political party. I have never mentioned the name of any political party on this program, except to declare my wholehearted opposition to the Communist Party. I have confined myself strictly to the issues. I have reported to you what the state's problems are, how I am attempting to solve these problems, and what the chief opposing views are on the solution of these problems. As long as the air is open to me as governor of Michigan, I shall continue to give you the facts as I see them. This radio station, which supplies the facilities for a direct report from the governor to the people, is thereby performing a splendid public service. Not only the governor, but many other public officials, including members of the legislature, are given time by the radio stations of Michigan to report to their constituents. These stations are helping materially to make democracy work in this state, and they are deserving of your commendation and encouragement. This week, I want to talk to you about a statewide public emergency which is affecting the lives of all of us. The state of Michigan is literally stuck in the mud. Past neglect of our road system has been aggravated by unusual weather conditions. A great many country roads are impassable, and even many state trunk highways are seriously damaged. Schools have been closed in many communities because the children cannot get to and from their classes. Farmers have been forced to use tractors and horses to bring provisions to their marooned families. Police, fire, and other public safety protections have been seriously hampered. From Hillsdale comes a harrowing story of an expectant mother who walked half a mile through the mud to a hospital to have her baby. The situation has passed the stage of public inconvenience and has assumed the proportions of public disaster. The motor center of the world is stuck in the mud. The breakup of our roads comes at a time when the condition of the state highway funds is precarious. The state highway department's capital outlay account was exhausted on March 24th, and letting of new contracts for construction has stopped. In order to pay contractors for work performed between now and June 30th, the highway department is contemplating the use of funds earmarked for county maintenance, salaries, construction equipment, metropolitan expressways, and for the new Mackinac Straits Ferry. Even if these transfers are found to be legal and feasible, the highway department will end the fiscal year of June 30th with its reserves at a very low ebb. It will be dependent upon current gas and weight tax collections for its summer building program. It is evident from these facts that we are not going to be able to get Michigan out of the mud with our present highway resources. The summer months are the road-building months. Unless we can find a way to launch a big program of state and county road building. During the coming summer, we will be in worse shape next fall and spring. And if our roads are allowed to go to pieces much further, the cost of reconstructing them will be enormously increased. The only possible way to rebuild these roads, and rebuild them fast, is by making a large sum of money available just as soon as possible. There has been talk of adding 2 cents to the gasoline tax. As you know, I consider this another consumer tax on top of the crushing burden of consumer taxes already paid by you, the people of Michigan. I have not included the gas tax in the agenda of the special legislative session because I am opposed to taking any more money out of your pockets in consumer taxes. But even if it were desirable to do so, increasing the gas tax would not meet the road emergency. Whether we like it or not, an increased gas tax would not take Michigan out of the mud. It would not provide sufficient revenues in time to meet the problem. Additional gas taxes could not be levied, collected, and distributed to state, county, and municipal highway projects in time to rebuild our roads this summer. It just wouldn't bring us the money we need at the time we need it. Collections of added gasoline taxes would dribble in a little at a time, whereas our real need is for a lot of money to build a lot of roads and build them fast. There is just one way to provide that money in time for a real summer construction program. There is just one way to get Michigan out of the mud. There is just one way to get our roads into decent shape before the bad weather comes again next fall. That is by an appropriation from the state's general fund. I have recommended that the legislature take $18.5 million from the general fund and put it into the highway fund. I have further recommended a more equitable system for distributing the highway money thus increased. And I have recommended a system of matching federal and local funds, which would provide as much as $40 million for road building during the coming fiscal year. In the normal course of events, this greatly increased highway fund would be distributed to the state, county, and municipal road agencies in quarterly payments. But in view of the present highway emergency, I do not believe even that would be fast enough. What we need is a lot of road money as early as possible in the summer. So this week, I took a further step to take Michigan out of the mud. I wrote to the House and Senate committees which are considering this problem. I recommended to them that the additional $18.5 million from the general fund be made available for road building on the very first day of the next fiscal year, July 1st. I suggested to these committees that they amend the original plan in order to permit this $18.5 million to be paid to the general fund as of July 1st and distributed immediately to the state highway department and to the counties, cities, and villages. This would give a tremendous start to summer road construction. With a large sum of money assured on the 1st of July, contracts could be let immediately. Work could start on state trunk lines and county roads in your area just as soon as the money was received from Lansing. Federal funds, which are waiting for Michigan, would be made available during the summer to match our contributions as construction advanced. A 4-month program of intensive road repair would be made possible all over the state, and we would be in a position to spend our money to the best possible advantage. I suggested to the legislative committees a further step to speed road construction during the summer. Highway funds are now distributed quarterly. I recommended to the committee chairman that beginning July 1st, these funds be distributed every month. By this method, $18.5 million would be poured into state, county, and municipal highway projects to start the building program early this summer. And every month thereafter, the normal highway revenues would be distributed to the state highway department, to your county and to your community to keep it going at full speed. That is the way we can get Michigan out of the mud. It is the only feasible way to keep ourselves from bogging down again next spring. Does this program of road building depend upon additional revenues? Of course it does. I haven't tried to kid you on this point. I have not hesitated to tell you the truth. And the truth is that not only our highway program, but the entire solvency of the state depends upon finding revenues to match our increased costs. If the legislature fails to provide adequate general fund revenues, we shall not have the money to build these roads. We shall not have enough money to continue essential state services at present levels of efficiency. We shall not have enough money to build mental hospitals or medical schools, or to fireproof the old buildings in which we house mental patients. We shall not have enough money to maintain present payments to your local community. And if that happens, your local taxes will tend to increase. This highway building program would not need to wait upon the collection of additional tax revenues. It could start on July 1st, but in the long run, its continuation would depend, as everything else depends, upon the solvency of the state government. As you know, I have recommended a tax on corporation profits to supply the additional revenues we need. I am opposed to any further consumer taxes on the people of Michigan. Already, you and I pay in direct consumer taxes on the things we use and buy, more than 80% of total revenues in Michigan. I am likewise opposed to any program of eliminating essential state services upon which the welfare of all of us depends. I want, and I know you want, the costs of government held to a minimum. But I am convinced it is more important, for example, to fix our roads than it is to reduce our highway costs. We cannot have both. I am likewise opposed to any program of recapturing the funds you have decided the state should collect for you to support your local government. To follow that line of approach violates the clear will of the people as expressed in our laws and Constitution, and it would simply transfer our financial crisis from the state to the local community. It would result in higher property taxes to maintain the things for which the state now pays. Whether we like it or not, the blunt fact is this: the only source of sufficient money to avoid these dangers and pay for the things we need is a tax on corporation profits. New consumer taxes would not do the job. Increasing the gasoline taxes will not provide us with sufficient money and time to get out of the mud. The other new consumer taxes which have been suggested fall far short of enough revenue to meet our expenses. The best economists say a corporation's profits tax would not be reflected in a general price increase. These are the facts of our situation. I shall continue to hold the line against new consumer taxes. I shall continue to advocate a revenue program that will provide us not only with decent roads, but the other things we need. And so I say to all of you, as well as to the members of the legislature, let's face up to the facts. We're against a real public emergency, and we have a real public problem to solve. Let's get down to business on these big problems of ours. Let's get a mental hospital program started. Let's give our great university and our colleges the tools they need to provide the highest standards of education. Let's end this stalemate over revenues and get our roads in shape. Let's get Michigan out of the mud.
You have been listening to your governor, the Honorable G. Menon Williams, in another of a series of weekly reports to the people of Michigan. Your governor is presented as a public service by the Goodwill Station to help create a better understanding of the problems and affairs of our state government. We invite you to be with us 1 week from tonight at 10:45 for another report from your governor.
This is WJR, the Goodwill Station, with studios in the Fisher Building, Detroit.